Now you're like pressured. You're like, no, go goal unit basket. Yeah. That is a good crunch.
Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm Danielle, along with my all sports knowing, game day food eating co-host, Stephanie.
Woo!
So in honor of the big game coming up, today we're going to be talking all things sports.
Touchdown! Yes.
And we're going to be serving up some super snacks. What did you make?
Yes, super snacks for our super stomachs. Well, I made, in honor of our tater tots.
Yeah.
I was supposed to put them on skewers, but I thought I had skewers, didn't have them. Ugh, so I put them in a dish. Yeah. But you can put them on skewers, put them like six at a time. So it's like a good serving.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to have 10 skewers worth.
I mean, it's true. During the big game, you're eating all the time. So,
yeah,
you know, if you want to break it up a little bit, grab a skewer here or there while you're snacking.
Plus you can like things. Walk around with it.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, basically just got some tots.
Well, they're delicious, yeah. However they are, on skewers or not.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been delaying our podcast because we just keep eating.
Yep.
Tater tots, and then I basically just cooked up some bacon, sprinkled that on top, threw on some cheese, any kind that you like. I put cheddar jack because I like a little kick. And yeah, bake it for like 5 to 6 more minutes, and then you could throw some green onions on top and sour cream, because we love it.
I bet some jalapenos would be good, too.
Yes, absolutely. Pretty much anything that you like on a potato,
yeah,
you could put on there.
That's a good point.
Ooh. So, yeah, but that's what I mean for
this. So good.
And yours is delicious.
Thank you.
I can't stop eating it. And we've actually created something by...
I think so.
...putting my tater tot things into your dish.
We've combined. So I made buffalo chicken dip.
Yes.
It is just the standard. Get yourself a bottle of Frank's hot sauce. Look at the label. Follow the recipe. And that's what I made. And it's fantastic.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. And now we've made a mega snack.
Yes. So tater tots and chicken, buffalo chicken dip together.
Yep.
So good.
And now we have this, that, and the other thing.
Yes.
It's all one thing together. So yeah, we'll put the recipes up on our website after this. Anybody's interested. So the big game's coming up. What do you typically do for the game? I mean, I know you're not super into sports.
No, I don't really watch the game that much. I'm one of the people that just watch it for the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, if I go anywhere, I feel like I'll always do like the little box game thing where you like, you know, the 10 by 10.
Yes.
Everybody knows that, right? Like, I have to explain this to people. So yeah, I'll do that. I don't usually win, but
hey, you never know. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, one year we had a party at your parents' house, and that was like so much fun.
So many people.
And that was the year the Giants won, so it made it even better because it was like, suck it, Patriots.
Yeah.
It was amazing. We had the best group of friends over, the best food. That was like super memorable.
Yep.
I still remember our trip to the grocery store for everything.
Really? I still, to this day,
it was the most crowded I've ever seen a grocery store. Forget Thanksgiving. Forget Christmas time.
I probably just put this out of my mind. It was so terrible, and I just don't remember.
Yeah. We walked in, and I was like, this is insane. Oh, the lines were down the aisles.
Oh, my God. It was that bad?
It was so bad.
Oh, I hate that.
It was so bad. It was worth it. But totally.
But that's a lot of people.
Yeah. No, but typically, I mean, my husband's a huge football guy, and I wouldn't say I'm like super sporty, but I enjoy watching sports. Probably a lot less now since having the kids that have zero attention span. But the game's usually on later at night, so they'll stay up for a little and go do their own thing. But it's all about food for me. I like the commercials, but I know that they're going to be online. So I'm like, if I miss one, I can catch it up. But yeah, I love the food for some reason. Like, I gotta have wings and I
love a wing.
Yeah. It's like, that's the day. If I don't have them all year, that's fine. But that weekend, it's gotta be on.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, speaking of Frank's hot sauce, that's what I like to deep fry my wings. No breading, nothing, just deep fry them. Skin gets really, really crispy for like 15 minutes. Like I like to really fry them. And then just tossed with some Franks and butter, melt some butter in the sauce, toss them up. That's it.
That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. I need to invest in a fryer for this reason.
It's worth it, but it's a lot of oil. You got to fill it up.
Yeah, you got to keep that thing going.
Yeah, and it gets kind of...
And then you got to clean it out.
Yeah, you might as well just do it in a big pot.
Yeah, I've done that before when I've fried things. My mother-in-law has a fryer, or at least she had one. Because we used to fry fries.
Oh, nice.
We actually used to do that. But now I really want to fry fries. I haven't done that in so long. All right. I'm on my way over. how well would you say you know sports? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, like how would you? Yes, you.
Me?
Yeah. The only other person in the room.
No, I made a noise. It was weird. I don't know if you could hear it.
No, I couldn't hear it. It was just the timing. You're like, me? I was like, yes, you. Nope.
Well, I mean, not really that well. I'd say 10 knowing the most, mm-hmm. 1 knowing the least. I'd give it like a 2 or a 3.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd say I can follow along.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I was going to say, I would thought you were maybe like a 4 or 5.
Okay. Well, that's being ambitious.
We'll find out later.
We will throw a
quiz for you later. Yeah, for me, I'd probably say about a 5 or 6.
Oh, easily. I'd think more than that. No?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know a lot of, like, I can follow the sport. I know what's happening, but I don't know all of the technical. Or maybe I know the terms, but I don't know exactly, like, all that happened. That's a...
Like, when I watch a game, like a football game specifically, with my dad, even my sister, they'll sit there and be like, oh, that was blah, 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 before they even say anything.
Right.
So, but, like, I can't follow it. I'm too paying attention to just looking at the game happening. I don't even know where the ball ends up. I'm really bad at following.
That's me watching golf, because we have golf on a lot, too. And, like, even when I played... I hit the ball, and I have the hardest time trying to find it. I said, we need to invent something that's just like a tracker. Mm-hmm. It's like automatic.
Well, my grandpa plays golf, still plays golf.
That's amazing.
In his 90s. And every time I'm over, no fail, golf is on the TV every time. So
it's always on.
Yeah, every time. So I watch, and like now I guess, you know, technology is helping with watching golf on TV. Mm-hmm. So like they'll have like someone will hit the ball and you'll see it. They'll like highlight it in a color as it goes. I'm like, oh, that's helpful because I definitely wouldn't have seen that.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't have thought it went that high. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. When they started doing that with hockey, I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like on the ice?
Some people really hate it. Yeah. Oh, that's some people really hate it, but they did that.
Well, I would think it's appreciated.
Okay. So you say your knowledge is about a 2 or 3.
Yeah.
What sports did you play or what were you involved in growing up?
I mean, I think everyone that knows me or most people that know me, I played tennis in high school. That was like my sport. That's the one that I can watch on TV and follow it, no problem, even in real life. But I think, I mean, I had like one little year of soccer.
You dabbled
in soccer. I tried track for a second. That didn't work either.
I always thought you were in track.
Yeah, no, it was just 8th grade.
Yeah, me too. Same.
So
we must have decided to do that together or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know why else I would have done that.
I don't know why I did it either.
Hold the phone. Cheerleading.
Oh,
we also did that together.
Ugh, I'm going to be a horrible person. And do you count that as a sport? I don't know.
I can see the comments coming in already.
I know. But I guess
especially from someone who's in your family.
I know.
Whose cheerleading was a large part of her life.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, that's not a sport. But... I guess so. It is very physical. So,
but what about dance? Do you consider that a sport?
I don't consider that a sport either.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm that person.
Yeah.
Or one of those people. I don't know.
Yeah, you're definitely not that person. There's a lot of people who...
I'm not saying it's not athletic. It's just not a sport for me.
I see your point of that.
I don't know.
I think it's different in... Yes, it's a team sport in a way, but you're not necessarily working... hand in hand, like you have to work, you're individually work. I don't know, I guess, see, that's how I see it. It's like, you're individually working on your personal skills, but
it's
you
better
do this,
everybody.
Right, but you do the same for the team. Yeah.
It's the same
different.
For both.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I was initially thinking just for a second there, like, well, you're not like on the team winning the thing, but you can. You compete in both of
right.
cheerleading and dance. So, mm-hmm. yeah, you do win things. I don't know. It's a different level of sports for yes. me, if anything.
Okay.
It's most certainly athletic, but I don't know. I'm that person. Sorry, guys. <It's> okay. But yeah, that's about it. I've watched a few hockey games.
Okay.
But I don't know. I've seen some wrestling matches, a couple of basketball games.
You're a regular definitely MVP here.
Mostly, like, I've watched football the most. Mm-hmm. If I haven't even watched tennis that much, but I can follow it because I played it. But football would be the one I watch the most, but I don't know anything. I couldn't tell you what, what, like, they throw the yellow flag for certain things.
Yeah.
I don't even know. And what soccer gets, like, a yellow card and a red card. But I don't know why.
Yep. Yep. We'll learn lots of things.
Yes, we will. But I guess before we learn those things, we have a couple of facts here and a couple of interesting things about team names.
Can I stop you again? Because I didn't yes. time mine.
No, no. Oh, shit. Go, go, go. Okay. It's fine. Okay, wait, no. Damn it. Sport.
It's going to be like so funny. It's like, okay, well, I have some wait a second. I need to talk, okay?
So, I guess before we find out more things that I know, what do you know?
I don't know nothing.
Is that a good?
Nothing. Well, I played a bunch of sports. Not for very long, but I did play a whole variety.
Well, tell me what they
so
are.
So, soccer as well. I played soccer for probably the longest. And then I ended up coaching for a while, but just the little kids.
Wait, why did I not know that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Really?
Sure. We were in high school.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister and brother, and then coached them soccer. Yeah.
Nope. Yep. I have no record. I also, I'm going to admit this right now, I don't remember when your parents got Max.
Oh, well, it was my sister's birthday.
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
I don't remember when it, I just remember coming over one day and being like, you guys have a dog?
There's a dog here. There's a dog present. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm so confused.
My aunt's friend was from Ireland, and he always brought these Yorkshire Terriers home and then would find them homes here.
Oh, that's very sweet.
My aunt was going to take Max, and then, like, my sister had wanted a dog, and then so she asked my parents, but then she gave it to my sister, and then Max was my sister's dog, but really, like, my parents' dog, because...
Yes.
So, yeah, okay. I played soccer. I coached soccer for a little while. I played basketball. As mentioned before, I wanted to be the first woman in the NHL because hockey was life. I played softball. I did track and cheerleading, I think, the same year with you.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely the cheerleading.
But even when I was younger, I took, like, figure skating lessons, bowling lessons.
Wow.
Took golf lessons with my dad. We did that when I was older. I even did archery one summer. It was like an enrichment program where you could pick the sports you wanted to try. So, but yeah, and then it was dance. And it was
dance
to the end. Life. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All right, now you can do your facts. Let's hear some facts.
So now that we know all the sports that we've participated in and kind of took a peek into some knowledge that we have here, let's talk about some cool and interesting things about some team names.
I like it.
For instance, the Los Angeles Dodgers, LA Dodgers, the team moved from Brooklyn in the 1910s, and it was named after the borough's pedestrians who dodged the streetcars in the city.
Wow.
So the name was the Trolley Dodgers, and then it was eventually shortened, and now the team is just the LA Dodgers. That's it. Kind of cool.
It is cool. So the Toronto Raptors were actually named after the Velociraptor from Jurassic Park.
Really?
Yes, because the movie came out in 1993. And then the Toronto Raptors in 1994, right after that.
Wow, look at that.
So, yeah. Can you imagine now, like, having a different name?
No way.
After a movie, be like, I guess, I mean, there are the Mighty Ducks, there's the Anaheim Ducks.
That's true. For all those Yankee fans out there, the team was originally called the Highlanders, but newspaper editors were looking for a shorter name for the headlines, so they started using Yankees around 1905. The team officially adopted the name in 1913 when it moved to the Polo Grounds.
Very cool.
So another one would be the Philadelphia Eagles. They were a product of FDR's New Deal policies. Owner Burt Bell liked the Recovery Act, which had an eagle as its symbol, and hoped it would help his team have a new deal. And it worked, if by New Deal he meant never winning the big game.
They have now, so.
All right, Sporty Spice.
Uh-oh.
So you ready to see how much you know about sports?
Oh, God. I hope I do okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I hope you don't.
I have very minimal knowledge. I
think it'll
be fun. Probably. It's going to be ridiculous, everybody. Get ready. Buckle in.
I know.
Hey.
How rude. But I have a couple of different questions for a few different sports. Okay. So I will tell you the sport ahead of time. So that will at least narrow it down a little bit.
Oh, I don't have to guess that as well?
No.
Okay.
Unless you want to, of course.
If you want to describe the sport, I'll tell you which one. Maybe okay. I can guess.
Well, all right. Well, I'll just ask you the question and then you can just kind of decipher it.
Okay. Me. All right.
All right. So what is it called when a punt receiver waves his arm in the air before catching the ball?
Well, I'm going with it's football.
Okay.
Did I get that right? Okay, wait. So can you tell me one more time?
What is it called when a punt receiver waves his arm in the air before catching the ball?
Oh, well, I know.
He's doing this.
That this what has to this do. Mean? Oh, no, wait. No, if they take a knee with the when they catch the ball, because that means they don't want to run with it. Mm-hmm. But if he's waving his hand, I'm over here. Definitely that.
I told Greg that's what you were going to say. That's exactly what I said you were going to say.
I mean, that's the obvious exactly. If you're waving. Yep. No, serious guess? I have no serious guess.
You call that a fair catch.
Fair catch.
A fair catch,
and what does that mean?
It means it's a fair catch. Like he's going
to... Oh, like he's going to catch it and we're good to go?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. It's
fair. We're good. All right. When the offense is tackled inside their own end zone, what is that called?
A touchdown. No, I know that much.
These are tricky ones.
Offense is tackled in their own end zone.
On their own end zone.
Is called a fair tackle.
This is the
symbol. Did he wave his arm?
This is the symbol for it.
I have never seen that symbol. No.
It's called the safety.
Safety.
Yes. Yes.
So I thought safety was like if you're hit, if you grab somebody.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not flag football. No. It's just like pulling a flag off of someone's belt.
Oh, no. I never knew what safety. Yeah. I feel like I've seen safety come up not in an end zone, though.
It's not very common. Oh. I don't know. I have only seen it. Okay.
Nope. I don't know, didn't know that one.
All right. It's okay.
I'm not going to know any of these.
When a pitcher makes an illegal move on the mound.
Okay, this is baseball.
All right. Hey, you're doing good already. What is that called? When a pitcher makes an illegal move on the mound.
It was an illegal move. Oh. He's not allowed to move?
No, he's allowed to move, but he's not allowed to do this.
Punch somebody? Elbowing?
Yeah.
An illegal move? He's playing chicken.
Okay, you're getting close. You're getting close.
I appreciate the
charades. Charades, here, yeah. Bonk.
I would not know. Why well, would I guess that?
I was doing this like bonk, 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 like, when they bonk. No. So it's almost like.
Nope. Okay. Wait, I didn't even know they could make illegal moves.
They can't. It's illegal.
But no, but like I didn't know that was a thing. I thought they're just on the mound. They couldn't leave the mound.
Yeah. Well, no.
I mean, that was what it was.
It's kind of like they're about to throw. I'm trying to explain it. I don't know.
They can't fake a throw?
Right. Yeah. Oh. In a way. Or like, yeah, it's balking.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. All right.
These are hard.
They are very hard. But that makes it fun because I want to see your terminology. It's great. Okay. When a man on third attempts to steal home when the batter bunts, this is called?
Stealing a base.
Oh. No.
Home run. That's not a home run. The charades are helping. Dying. Diving. Chilly, cold.
Suicide squeeze.
Nope.
It's called a suicide squeeze, yes.
Yeah, no way.
I
watch baseball if it's in person.
Yeah.
To have a hot dog.
Yeah.
It's not for any of the reason.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's part of the ambiance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When a player shoots the puck from behind the center red line.
Hockey.
Yes. You're winning. Across the opposing team's goal line and the puck remains untouched. What is that?
Okay. So the opposing team.
Here's the red line.
The red line is.
The puck goes.
At the halfway mark or is it by the goal?
Back, yep. by the
goal. By the goal, okay. Mm-hmm.
And it goes behind and it goes across to the opposing team's goal line. And nobody touches it.
Oh, so you're shooting it all the way across the whole thing.
And then it just...
Nobody touches it? What are the odds of that? Nobody touches it. Clear shot.
Okay. It's called an icing.
An icing? An
icing. Mm-hmm. Which I like to eat.
Wow, icing yeah.
Cake or the store icing.
I'm trying to figure out what that has to do. Where icing. Are these terms coming from?
Yeah, you know.
Who came up with that one?
Sports gods.
I mean, I guess, okay, is it my thinking, if we're going to term it icing, mm-hmm. would be it stayed on the ice and it touched the ice the whole way across. And that's where we're getting the term from.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fine.
I need to know those facts.
We can look up the history of it. I'm down for that.
All right.
I think you might get this one. You have a good chance here. God. Okay. What is the penalty called when an offending player swings their hockey stick at an opposing player, regardless of contact? Or breaks the player's stick with their own. This is called
when they just swing it at another person.
Right. The penalty is called a what?
Foul?
No, it's like an act. It's an adjadjective, really.
Is it sticking?
Oh, that is an actual term.
Oh, I got a term, but it's not this term.
Yeah.
Okay. Axing.
Close.
Chopping?
Close. You're getting so close.
We're going to go slicing?
Oh, that was so close. So close.
Slicing, slamming, not sticking, chopping? Nope. Sorting? Fruit ninja?
I don't know. Someone blanked your throat.
Sliced? Slashed.
Yes! Slashing.
More horror style. Okay.
Yes, I was going to go horror film. Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right.
We got
nice
there.
Charades.
Okay. Yeah, really. We should have video for this episode. All right. We're switching gears here. Now, if a birdie is when you get 4 on a par 5 and an eagle is 3 on a par 5, what is it called when you get a 2 on a par 5?
Oh, I feel like I just heard this for some reason. Is it the turkey? The turkey is...
Again?
No.
I called this answer. I should have written it down.
Darn
because
it.
I said...
Turkey is something else.
No. That's bowling.
That's bowling. No. Yeah. No, there is something bird related for golf.
Oh, well, birdies and eagles. And but, the answer to this one is an albatross.
Albatross? No, I've never have gotten that
To
one.
Be honest, I didn't even know, like, albatross. I was like, I would never hit, I will never get an albatross. No.
How many people did? That's probably really rare.
Yeah, that's
rare.
Probably a good fact to find. But yes, an albatross.
I swear there's a turkey. Yes, turkey. Three consecutive birdies during one round of golf.
Wow.
Is a turkey. It's not. It's a term, but it's not.
It is a term. Cool.
Not what I thought it was.
No. But you were close. Okay.
Next.
What is your shot into the green called?
Any shot? Or the
Your shot into the green. Your what shot?
You're
trying to reach. You're trying to reach the green. So
first thing that came to mind was candy cane for some reason.
Okay.
I think because of the green and holidays and all that.
She still got the holiday brain.
It is not that.
Nope. It's your approach shot.
Approach.
You're approaching. Mm. Approaching.
Okay.
you're doing good bad. Though. No, this is just fun. I like to see your logic behind the answers too. Now, the candy cane one was a little far-fetched, but other than that. All right. Basketball. I'm throwing this one right out to you. What position runs the offense?
I don't know the positions. Basketball
makes it
all.
Even better.
What's running the offense?
What's the name of the? Well, you can say the name of like the title of the player who runs the offense. His job is to run the offense.
But what does that mean? What does running the offense mean?
He's the one that starts the play.
Oh, he starts it. Oh, so at like the when they're the two facing with the ball and they have
okay,
to do that.
Okay. See, you know stuff.
He's the forward.
You are very close. He's the point guard.
Point guard.
The point guard.
But sorry, John.
Forward is you're fine. You're good. All right. What? Now, you might get this one. What is it called when a player takes too many steps without dribbling?
I know that that's a thing.
Yes. And the NBA does. They just do it anyway.
I know. Because, I mean, the ratio of bouncing to running, like, there's no way. You can't. You're going to fall over if you don't just be a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't,
when you go on a trip.
It is traveling.
Yes!
Yay!
You got it.
First one.
I was
one.
About to throw out a clue, and you got it. All right. Well, these next two are geared for you.
Oh, no.
These are tennis questions.
Okay, but let's hope.
I don't know. When a player steps over the line serving, what is that?
I used to yell it all the time.
It's all your...
Oh, fault.
Mm-hmm. Fault, service, fault.
Damn. Yes, because you'd have... At least in my high school, you'd have to be your own ref, basically. So if you see the thing happen, you yell it out.
Okay. And then the last question, just because I just like the answer.
Okay.
A match that ends with a score of 6-0 is often called...
I don't know that.
A double bagel. Have you ever heard that? A double
bagel?
A double bagel.
No. I can't say I've ever heard that score or seen it happen either. So...
I don't
6-0 and 6-0?
Yeah.
Double wow. bagel. I mean, that makes sense with the... But double bagel. Okay. All right.
I was hoping that there would be interesting tennis ones, not just like, oh, yeah.
No, they're
love,
not fun.
You know, love. Yeah.
It's a very boring sport.
It's fun to play, though.
That
it's
it is.
It's fun to play. Well, you survived.
I survived.
You did it.
I got legitimately one. Yeah. Right? On my own. No real help at all.
No. But yeah. Well, that was the point. I mean, the point wasn't for you to answer them all. Like, oh, okay, that's great. No, I wanted to hear, you know, your take
everybody.
On sports.
Now we know how little I know.
I think your 2 and 3 was accurate. 2.5. I'd give you a closer to a 3.
Nah. Because how many questions were there? Like 10?
I think I did 10.
And I got 1. Legitimately 1. So that's a 1. I'm a 1, not even a 2 or a 3.
There were 13 questions. I don't know how. 14 questions. Must be 14.
Okay. All right. So maybe a 2.
Cool.
That was fun. Thank you for all of that. While we may not be out in the field, we did score when it came to setting up our podcast. It was super simple, and the reason is Buzzsprout.
Very true. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. They hook you up with a podcast website, audio players you can drop into other sites, analytics to see how people are listening, and tons more.
If you follow the link in our show notes, it lets Buzzsprout know we sent you. And gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and it also helps support our show.
So if you're ready to get behind the mic and hit record, let Buzzsprout help you on your way.
Go team!
And now it's time for something to know. It's no fantasy league that this is real life. This summer we will be adding a third player to our roster. Rossi baby number 3 is arriving this July.
Oh, for real? In July?
Yep.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, yay! Oh, I got a real hug.
No charade hugs.
Yay, everybody! Yay! Yay!
I officially had my last sushi meal last week.
Oh, no!
Remember how last week I was like, and I'm waiting for this because I had it in my pocket. Never showed up.
Yay!
And now you know. Would you rather?
Already. Would I rather what after that? I don't know. Okay, so would you rather? Let's see. Would you rather coach a college or professional team?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a professional team. Well, I'm torn because at the college level, I feel like it's exciting because you're coaching them for a higher... hopes, you know. Yes. What I mean, like once you hit professional,
to possibly be
right,
the professional,
right, and it's like you then it's like kind of with mm-hmm. you, like I coached them mm-hmm, back in the mm-hmm. day, and you know, you knew how to help them, like, or help be a part of that. But on the professional level, you're probably making a lot of money, and the same respect, you go into the bigger games, you know, like the finals and stuff. I think college would probably be more my level because it's still pretty out there, but it's not mm-hmm. like professional where it's in your face and like
yeah
maybe
I think I'll do college.
Yeah, I mean, no, no matter what, the
work I should learn from Cornell. Yes. I know. I know
it's hard, but yeah, I'll pick college. What okay. about you?
I have no background history to make this decision, so I'm not going to answer.
That's fine. I think that's a safe bet for everybody.
I had a good time in college, so I'll go college as well.
Okay, maybe we can do it together. You know, since okay. I was a coach, yes. and you were not.
I'll get the water bottles or something. So would you rather have really cool uniforms with a rundown stadium or a state-of-the-art stadium with ugly uniforms? And I guess pick whatever sport you're feeling.
I feel like it has to be the uniforms being good, because when people have crap uniforms, you don't hear the end about it.
Really?
Like, people will still show up to watch the game. But if you're not like appealing to look at, like some of the, they do these games, like football games, or they do these retro games where they have like
old school
things. And some people are like, oh my God, like they.
But like people won't watch for that?
I'm sure they would, but people will.
But I guess if it's your everyday.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah, plus I'm all about fashion. So
yeah, right? Like, that's what I thought.
You know, you have your fans and stuff are going to be wearing your stuff. So you don't want them walking around looking like crazy too.
That's true.
The home is what you make it. So your stadium too. You put on a good show. You look good.
I pick it. I'd pick the same thing. People can watch no matter what. You don't have to have something fancy as far as stadium goes.
Yeah, I mean.
To continue on the attire, would you rather coach a game wearing a suit or a polo?
I'm a suit girl.
All right.
I like to, you know, dress for the job you want.
All right.
Yeah, I like suits.
Yeah, I'd be so like afraid
suits
of
for
like,
women.
Like, yeah,
like they're a nice. Good suit.
Mm-hmm. Nice power suit.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I could pull that off. Absolutely. But like, I also, suits for me are like limited with my motion, and I don't like feeling that.
I don't think I could ever see you in a polo.
Oh no, not a polo. I'd rather sweatshirt it than polo, but if it was between the two, I'd probably have to go with polo.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
You could just be the Bill Belichick and have your cutoff sweatshirt.
Oh, is that what he does?
Mm.
Ooh, would you rather be a mascot for a day or drive a Zamboni?
Oh, I have to drive the Zamboni.
Mm-hmm.
That for me, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But like, also being the mascot would also be pretty dope. If there was a way I could be the mascot on the Zamboni.
Oh, yeah, why not?
That would be like the best.
I think that'd be cool. Or like you could have like some sort of, I don't know, show kind of thing, quotes, show going on where like the Zamboni would come out and then the mascot and then like you kick the guy off and then you start driving and that'd be cool.
I like it.
I'll choreograph that shit for you.
We've got your role for every team, how you're going to help. Water girl, choreographer.
Yeah, I would think driving the Zamboni's got to be awesome.
Yeah.
Game over, that's it. No extra innings here.
Nope.
Certainly not with my knowledge.
We love you, Danielle.
As always, thanks for tuning in. And we appreciate all the love you give us.
We really do.
If you haven't already heard and you haven't already checked us out, go to Instagram and Twitter, thisthat_pod, and or visit our website, thisthatpod.com.
Yeah, send us your questions, comments. We'd love to hear from you.
And always remember, with friends, anything is possible.
Bye.
This, That, and the Other Thing with Danielle Messina and Stephanie Rossi is recorded at Landbridge Records. Special thanks to Rigby for providing our theme song and incidentals. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com.
You just have this whole episode of us just eating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I got here early. And that's how Maryland does it. Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. I'm surprised my phone let me take pictures because it keeps yelling at me. It's like, you're full. Oh, you're full. And I just go and I delete three things and then I think it's fine. Delete an app.
I can move way easier than you. Can we just go to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Because I think your voice is so cute.
Oh.
Which is fine.
Ooh, ooh.
Done.